Now, the rest of the story. Deeper and deeper into the murky water plunged the diver. Somewhere on the bottom, in the gloom, was sunken treasure, and the diver knew it. Deeper still, past darting schools of fish, into the tangle of aquatic flora, finally to the floor. The diver reached down and felt something, and then scooped up the small muddy spheres in both hands. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of them. As the mud swished away, the spheres gleamed white. This was the sunken treasure the diver had sought. His dive had succeeded. He had found the golf balls. But this is the rest of the story. The diver's name was Greg Wareham. Greg's been a good swimmer since the age of 7. He did not start diving until he was 23, and it was then that he bought a wetsuit and diving equipment. He took lessons, purchased a $1,000 golf ball washer, went into business with a friend, and retrieved lost golf balls from golf course ponds and resold those balls. He would travel the country in a blue van. He worked north in the summer and south in the winter. He sent literature describing his golf ball recovery service to every golf course and every country club that he could find. He would personally telephone the club professionals. He called his company Bottoms Up. Greg could recover as many as 5,000 golf balls a day. The washer could wash up to 10,000 at a time. In shallow ponds or in Florida ponds where alligators lurked, Greg raked the balls up from the bottom. But in ponds 20 or 30 feet deep, he had no choice but to use complete diving gear. Greg cut his feet a lot on jagged rocks, nearly froze the few times he dove into ponds covered with ice, but he found a lot of golf balls in the course of his fascinating career. He even brought up plenty of rusty golf clubs, which had been sent to watery graves by exasperated owners. Keeping his scuba tanks filled with filtered air was a continuing problem. Smaller towns rarely had scuba shops in them, so Greg would select several dozen of the best balls from his most recent recovery, clean them up, take them to the local fire department, and therewith bribe the firemen out of a few thousand pounds of compressed air. Greg Wareham's golf ball recovery service was a splashing success. A success, he says, he owes to the rest of the story. That's right. He said it was listening to a Paul Harvey broadcast in 1982 that he heard of such an enterprise and was inspired to learn how to dive and to invest in equipment and to make a profession of retrieving and reselling lost golf balls. But one thing more. July 20, 1985, Greg Wareham was diving off the coast of Florida when he spotted what looked like a 60-foot coral reef. What it was a sunken Spanish galleon, the Atocha. The ship had been lost in a storm 362 years before. And Greg received a cut of her cargo. Silver and gold and jewels. And Greg was awarded a share of those. And Greg, I want a piece of the action. But I'll settle for a dozen used golf balls. Even though that which you have brought up from the bottom, just your share of the recovery, is worth $400 million. And now we know the rest of the story.